Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 80. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 48. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. Dry Sunday and Monday under sunny skies with highs in the low 80s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the official announcement of a new pope at the Vatican yesterday afternoon, Catholic priests are responding across the state of Kansas, saying they're looking forward to seeing unity within the Catholic Church, which is the main focus of the faith.
Christ wanted the church to be one, and so anything that our pontiff can do to bring that church back into unity is something that I would be supportive of.
That was Father Leo Blasey at the $7 Catholic Parish out of Manhattan on KSNT News after the response of Pope Leo XIV officially being confirmed as the 267th leader of the Catholic Church. In other news, the entertainment company that's based out of Leawood, Kansas, known as AMC Entertainment Holdings, has reported that they had a major loss for the first quarter of the year, losing more than $202.1 million for the first quarter of 2025, with a loss of 47 cents per share for the company. Mid-America Network News.
Hey folks, this is Zach May, the general manager of the Mid-America Ag Network. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for your support over the years, and because of you, we've been the leading ag network for nearly 50 years. With coverage across the state of Kansas and into Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, farmers have relied on us to deliver accurate agriculture reports, news, and sport. With spring here and summer right around the corner, more people are listening to the radio than ever, and we can help deliver your message. Feel free to reach out to me at 316-721-8484 to see what the Mid-America Ag Network can do for your business.
Coming to First Council Casino in Newkirk, Friday, May 23rd, Tracy Byrd. Live and in concert, one night only, Tracy Byrd.
I'm from the country and I like it that way.
Tickets are on sale now at 7plans.com or the Players Club. Don't miss Tracy Byrd. Friday, May 23rd at First Council Casino in Newkirk.
The state of Kansas just surpassed the 18th anniversary of the EF5 tornado that ended up destroying Greensburg, Kansas, as individuals reminisce about what happened during that time, especially those that were on the clock with our partners over at Cake News, having their documentary talking about who was in charge at that time and what they were seeing at that time, trying to warn individuals about the upcoming devastation.
There was no doubt. Once this event got upon us, once the violent tornado developed, even before it impacted Greensburg, we knew where it was, we knew where it was going, and we were sounding the alarm over and over and over again.
That audio from Cake News, where according to officials, they say the tornado had ripped through southwest Kansas, killing 11 individuals, ended up injuring 63, and destroying 95% of the town of Greensburg. It was rated as an EF5 by the National Weather Service, the largest rating of the enhanced scale that they have at the time. The tornado happened on May 4th of 2007.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Game and Parks Division has announced that they are extending their temporary ban on campfires across the state, along with wildlife management areas for central and western Nebraska. That effect of the ban going now until May 10th, saying that aligns with the executive order that was issued back on April 29th as the precautionary measure to help mitigate wildfire risks in the state. According to Nebraska TV News, they say that the burn ban does apply to areas west of a line running south along U.S. Highway 81 from South Dakota border to Highway 92, then west of U.S. Highway 281 and south to the Kansas border. In a statement from state officials, they say public safety is top priority, and out of an abundance of caution, we will continue the enforcing of the temporary campfire ban in the restricted zones laid out by the executive order.
The ban does include any type of open fire source, such as wood-fueled fire pits, wood-burning stoves, and charcoal grills in the affected area.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 49th annual Mother's Day Market is this weekend in the Marysville City Park, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3. Over 100 vendors will include 20 with food, plus antiques and yard art, fresh plants and more items. Several local businesses will also be set up in the park. Petting Zoo will operate 10 to 3 Saturday with live music Saturday from noon to 2. An old-time duet with Derek Doody and Bob Atchison. Saturday 2 to 4, Taylor Klein and Mandy Carey. Sunday live circuit will feature Mike Wiggers from 11 until 1. Sunday will also be the barbecue at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Carry out available or dine inside. Second half personal property taxes due May 10th. Since this is a Saturday, the Marshall County Treasurer's Office will be open all day Friday, 7:30 till 5. Payments will be accepted as well Monday, May 12th, without penalty. Payments may be made in person or left at the drop box at the courthouse, left at local banks, or online at marshallcoks.org. Please include second half stubs with payment and checks only if left in the drop box. For information, contact the treasurer's office. Marshall County Appraiser has begun a routine property maintenance review in North Marysville, part of an annual process mandated by the state. Each year, one-sixth of the county undergoes reinspection. This year's review includes properties in Marysville north of U.S. 36, as well as those in Marysville, Walnut, Elm Creek, Waterville, and Blue Rapid City Township. County data collectors will conduct in-person interviews when possible. For residents not available at the time of the visit, door hangers will be left requesting information. Residents with questions about the reinspection process or wishing to verify the identity of a county representative are encouraged to contact the county appraiser's office. Seneca Downtown Impact Second Saturday Series continues through the summer with Daniel Christian performing live Saturday evening 6:30 till 8:30 downtown at 5th and Main. Lawn chairs are encouraged and the music is free. Graduations are planned this weekend with 11 seniors at Axtell. Graduation Saturday at 11 a.m. in the school gym. Sunday, Hanover and Lynn commencements are planned at 1 in the high school gyms with 13 seniors at Hanover and 14 at Lynn. Blue Rapids Community Action Team is hosting a Mother's Day barbecue meatball lunch Sunday at the community building. Derek DeBoer of Blue Rapids is our guest on our public affairs program this weekend. He talks about the Arboretum, which was recently established on the town square in Blue Rapids.
Me and I started looking at all the mature trees we have in the city of Blue Rapids in our parks and open areas. I thought, you know, that would make a lot of sense for public access and to label some of these so other people can have the educational opportunity and so forth. So I tossed out that idea to some different community members. We have a good group of nonprofit organizations, including our community action team and foundation and so forth. So I talked to folks that are members of those organizations and didn't get any negative feedback. In fact, got some good verbal support through those conversations. And about a year ago at one of our city tree board meetings, I tossed out the idea of what if we utilize our parks as an arboretum open to the public, and it was well received. And so we kind of voted it in at that point, and then we held a special meeting to get a little bit more community input. We wanted community members involved as much as possible.
Join the conversation with Derek DeBoer on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. A sign designating the Arboretum was recently installed on the square in Blue Rapids.
Yeah, so kind of the central hub to the Arboretum is there at our town square. If folks are familiar with Blue Rapids, they they know that our city square is actually a circle, like a big roundabout. And so that is kind of where the arboretum starts. So that's where the main sign has been installed. And then we also utilize the Riverside Park, which most folks in our area would know as the Marshall County Fairgrounds. So it's kind of spread throughout town at this point.
Sandra L. Sandy Clay, age 70, of Hollenburg, passed away Monday. Services planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Jansen Bible Church. Gertis Meyer, Funeral Home of Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Sandy Clay. Janice R. Holthouse, age 83, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Burial St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Janice Holthouse. Donald P. Heenehockey, age 70, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30, from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5, at the Padden Funeral Chapel, with a rosary service Sunday at 7 at the church. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Don Heenehockey. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, and mandarin oranges. Monday's menu, baked fish, biscuit, mashed sweet potato, mixed veggie, and blushing pears. Key and DY News, time is 7:15.
You need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still more sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Still more sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s, then staying mostly clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 50s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s, then staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then still staying sunny and warmer throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s, and more sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 73, record high on this date 93, the average low 51, the record low 28. Sunset this evening 8:28, sunrise in the morning at 6:20. Sunny and 47 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 9th of May. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Show Mom she means more than anything with a beautiful gift from Reflections in downtown Marysville. This Mother's Day, let Reflections help you find meaningful Hallmark cards or Willow Tree figurines, plus garden decor, Russell Stover candies, or a Yankee candle. And with graduation around the corner, celebrate this milestone with fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, or a great Hallmark card. Something for everyone at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Good morning, this is Judson Richards. We are down to 8 remaining NBA playoff teams. Just one game played on Thursday night. Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals, Warriors-Timberwolves in Minnesota. Now, could the Warriors repeat what happened in Game 1 of this series, finding a way to get it done without future Hall of Famer Steph Curry, who'd suffered a grade 1 hamstring strain and will miss at least 1 week of action? In the second quarter we go, Timberwolves had a health scare of their own with an ankle injury to Anthony Edwards. He would leave the game but would be back in a big way in the second half.
Hand off, Randall is not down the lane, out to Ant, the corner, lines up the three and buries it. Boy, Ant has been money on his catch and shoot threes. He's now 9 of 16 in the postseason.
The call on KFan Sports Minnesota rolled to a 117-93 win to even that series at 1-1. Now to the ice we go. Nothing better than overtime playoff hockey. This one in Vegas. Knights and the Edmonton Oilers tied at 4.
Crank it up the right wing to Perry. Now to McDavid with room. Gets in over the line across. Dreisaitl. Scores!
The call from 630 CHED. The other game played, Capitals beat the Hurricanes 3-1 to even their series at 1-1. To the diamond we go, Dodgers, Diamondbacks in the desert.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. That is hit well out to right field. It is deep. It is back. It is gone. Oh, what a swing by Moreno. His first of the year. And it's a grand beginning of home runs. 4-0 Diamondbacks.
The call on Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. Dodgers fall 5-3.
This is Secret Clinical Dominating Extra Stinky Stress Sweat. And this is regular deodorant. Secret Clinical in a heat wave.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
This is regular deodorant.
Ugh, I can't.
Secret Clinical with workout sweat.
Let's run another marathon.
And regular deodorant.
How much more?
Secret is the goat. Because nothing fights sweat better.
Stay fresher under pressure.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The hot spot this summer is at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Warm weather and long summer days means grilling season is upon us. Steaks, burgers, chops, wings, briskets, and more.
When it's time to fire up the grill or smoker, stop in and see Tony the Meat Man, where he knows you by name, at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Always with the freshest cuts and great products. Use the drive-up window for easy convenience with prices that won't break the bank. And don't forget, we have the coldest beer in town.
Find us along Highway 36 in Marysville, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Be the talk of the neighborhood all weekend long by stopping in at Tony's Meat Market.
And let us get your grilling party kicked off right.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The bulls ran the market yesterday after President Trump announced the framework for a trade deal with the United Kingdom. The Dow on Thursday gained 254 points to close at 41,368. The S&P added 0.6%. The NASDAQ 1%. Airline stocks in particular shot higher as the White House exempted plane parts made by London-based Rolls-Royce from new tariffs. Upcoming trade talks between the U.S. and China also contributed to yesterday's strong finish. Mortgage rates held steady this week at 6.76%, more than 1% lower than a year ago. Borrowing costs on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage fell to 5.89%. Warren Buffett's decision to step down as CEO at Berkshire Hathaway has driven up the value of his autograph. Books signed by the 94-year-old at last week's shareholders meeting have fetched up to $100,000, proceeds going to a charity in Buffett's hometown of Omaha. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for the latest Larry Steckline Report.
Busy time on the farm, friends. Be careful as you're out on these dirt roads, farmers' roads, I call them, because they're going up and down them like you can't believe this time of the year, getting ready for all kinds of things, from planting corn, planting soybeans, getting ready to spray wheat, spraying some of the pastures around the country, and hauling cattle from one place to the other. All of this causing some excitement out on the highways and in the roads, so be careful as you're out there in farm country. In the meantime, a couple of things that are of interest we're watching in Washington. Needless to say, it's a day-by-day deal with this tariff situation. I mean, one day it's a wreck because we're going to put 150% on something, somebody. And then the next week, maybe just a few days, hold the phone. We may want to talk, and we may lower that. And so consequently, if you're trying to sell a grain product or a livestock product, it's almost like shooting ducks in a pond. Sometimes no ducks. Anyway, it's an interesting situation that I don't know how farmers can live with it, but we got to. We don't have a choice. And one of the things that is pretty obvious is heavy, heavy tariffs is a killer for farm products. It's a killer. It's a dead deal. I got to tell you, people are going to retaliate And it seems like agricultural products are number one, especially when it comes to China. They buy so much from us, and it's going to be a big hurt if we don't get things settled down there.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Accurate crop yield estimation allows for planning of future food production needs and yield gaps, with larger gaps creating more immediate opportunities to increase yields. K-State wheat production specialist Romulo Loilato explains what factors play into a new strategy that determines crop potential.
It really contextualizes each field. Even though we're wanting to look at a large regional scale, the method here, it really considers the predominant agricultural soil type in each region. And then it considers long-term weather data actually measured at those locations. And we also consider cropping systems.
Loilato shares an example of how a cropping system affects crop yield estimations in this method.
If we're growing wheat after fallow, that has a higher yield potential than if those growers are growing wheat right after corn, just planting onto corn stubble, because there's less water available, they're planting later. And so there's many things that are context specific that need to be accounted for in these type of yield potential estimates. And that's what we're proposing here. We want to look at a large region, but we need to contextualize it. And so we're kind of calling it a bottoms up approach, because even though our goal is to get to large regions, it does build up from the bottom. So, okay, what are these growers doing in this region, and how does that impact our estimates on the long term and as we upscale it to larger geographies?
He discusses factors older approaches miss.
The methods that we're comparing against here are mostly statistical. Many times they're using county level yields, and they do that at a long term, and they select those very highest yields that the county was able to achieve, and they say that that's the potential. Well, you're losing a lot of information there, right? First, that's not the potential, that's actual yield achieved by farmers. And second, what happens there is that we're probably in the worst, in these best years, right, when we're selecting them to make that estimate, very likely the potential is much higher than what we're able to get just because of the opportunity cost that we have from growers managing more conservatively. And then when weather conditions are there, the yield potential doesn't reach where it could, right? So usually in high yielding years, we're far away from that potential because we don't have the resources to get there in our management. Whereas in a dry year, most of the time, all the resources are there for reach that yielding potential. So we are pretty close to that potential.
That was K-State wheat production specialist Romulo Loilato announcing a new crop yield potential estimation technique. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Landall Company in Marysville is looking for a mechanic to maintain and repair the auto fleet, over-the-road trucks, and forklifts. Duties would include engine inspection, mechanical and electric component maintenance, routine maintenance work, salaries based on experience and qualification, opportunities for advancement. A full benefit package is available and includes profit sharing, paid time off, paid holidays, comprehensive insurance, 401k, and more. Successful candidates must have good attendance, attention to detail, communication skills, and provide total customer satisfaction. To apply, visit Landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
The emerald is a precious gem this month. Find out why next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 9th, the 129th day of the year. Musician Billy Joel turned 76 years old today. May's birthstone is the emerald. It was a favorite gem of Cleopatra and Catherine the Great. The finest emeralds have a rich green color, sometimes touched with a hint of blue. Emeralds like aquamarine are a form of the mineral beryl. In the 1700s, powdered emeralds were sold by chemists to help relieve pain, and ancient Romans went so far as to dedicate this stone to Venus, the goddess of love and beauty. Today, it is thought that emeralds signify wisdom, growth, and patience. But beware of the beautiful green beauty. If you dream of buying an emerald, someone you trust may soon deceive you. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the month of May online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 49 degrees, sunny skies this morning. Highs top 80 today, nudging 90 Saturday into Sunday. Warm temperatures forecast into next week with 80s expected.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
In a lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen through the soil, but this year we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plants. Slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling has been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet springs.
And this will get your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
They said the sedan was gone, that SUVs had taken over the road. But this May, the legend returns. Introducing the all-new 2025 Kia K4. And at Midwest Kia, we're proving once and for all, the sedan lives. Right now, lease the bold, feature-packed 2025 Kia K4 EX for just $299 a month with zero due at signing 36-month lease. That's right. Sporty design, tech-loaded interior, and legendary Kia value, all with zero down and $299 a month. The future of driving is here. And it's sleek, smart, and seriously fun to drive. The K4 is proving that there is still room on the road for the sedan to shine. Hurry in to Midwest Kia or visit MidwestKia.com. And remember, the sedan lives.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offer available with approved credit through KMF. $299 a month for 36 months. 30,000 total miles. Zero due at signing. Plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees. Offer valid on all in-stock 2025 Kia K4 EX. See dealer for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2025.
In a slightly different competitive sport across the state of Kansas, two anglers made their way out to Alabama for a fishing competition, bringing home the gold by winning a catfish trophy after catching a record-breaking size catfish. As KSNT News reports that Craig Norris and John Thielen had broken the record again at the 14th annual 2025 Sea Arc Owners Invitational Catfish Tournament in the state of Alabama, where both individuals hail from Meriden, Kansas, taking home not only a record-breaking weight of a catfish, but also the more than $12,000 in the cash prize. Norris had won the tournament back in 2022 after catching an 86.24-pound blue catfish, and the two pulling in a combined of near 173 pounds in catfish in total. At it again this year, they did not break the record from the previous 86-pounder, but did win the tournament after catching another 83-pound catfish in this year's tournament. Both individuals as well has competed in other Twisted Cat outdoor fishing tournaments around the nation. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all six home games this fall. Saturdays in Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Zapp Brothers Petroleum wants to take this time to congratulate all the area graduating classes of 2025. Believe in yourself and you can turn your dreams into reality. Best of luck in the future. From Zapp Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel, oil, and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors. Family Fair congratulates the 2025 Fall City and Sacred Heart graduating seniors. These young men and women are ready to open the door to careers and further education. Good luck, graduates. From Family Fair in Fall City, formerly known as Sunmart, see our website for rewards and digital coupons.
KNDY.